Blog Talk Radio.
He came to bring you out tonight.
to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my stuff. Open your mouth.
Yes, yes, yes. Open up your mouth and allow God to change your story. Oh, yes, you're going to go through some things, but I'll tell you what. If you only stay in faith and believe God. Don't believe no other report, but make a decision to believe. Hallelujah. The report of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We want to welcome you to another broadcast. Hallelujah. 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 Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Truly, truly, truly where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. I want to welcome you to another broadcast. We're talking about kingdom living. A lifestyle that will connect you closer to God. Amen. How many of us want to be closer to God? We say we believe God, but how many want to be closer to God? And how do we get closer to God? How do we hear his voice? How are we directed by his commands? Amen. It's already on the inside. For God have already put some things inside of you that's sitting there and is dormant. There's some things inside of you that God want to move out of you into the kingdom so people can grow and become. You are a jewel and a gem and don't even know it. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Let your heart say amen. Glory to God. God is trying to change our story. God is trying to get out of us some of this stuff that's laying dormant. Amen. So I want you to get your Bibles out and get ready, get ready, get ready for a word from on heaven. There's something about getting into his presence and asking God to open up the heavens. Asking God to let you see some things, let you know some things before it happened, so that you can be led, so that he can guide you, and that he may, what, direct us. We want God to direct us, so we need to hear his voice, and we need to have the heart of God, and we need to know the mind of Christ. Amen. So I'm going to ask you, if you'll be so kind, that you would turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. Well, first let me start with Hebrews. I'll first start with Hebrews 4, verse 16. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. How do we first understand, that's good, understand the mind of Christ? Let the Bible says, and I want you to start, I want you to rememberizing. Start memorizing the word. Get a scripture and find out where it's at. And just feed that to your spirit, that scripture. So let's choose Hebrews 4 and 16. Hallelujah. This is how God wants us to approach his presence. That's good. Perfect. You can put both of those. Glory to God. And the Bible says in Hebrews 4 and 16, let us, that's not just me, that's you, we make us, amen. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace. What the world? That we may obtain mercy and find grace. Hallelujah. To help in times of need. Let's dissect that. Father, we just thank you right now for your power, for your anointing, for your wisdom. As you lead, guide, and direct us, Lord God, Father, let the word of God rain down in our hearts that we may hear what you're saying to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let us, therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. So we obtain mercy and find grace. Amen. To help in times of need. So I want you to get the revelation. We want God to help us in our time of need. And we ask him to give us mercy. Lemon, glory to God. Amen. Let us open your Bibles, and if you'd be so kind to turn to 2 Corinthians. I want both of them. Oh, you did. 2 Corinthians. And we're going to turn to 6, chapter 6. And I hope and pray that you turn in your Bibles. For those that understand that there's an anointing, there's a power, and just touching the word of God, making that effort to open up God's word, you're serving notice on the enemy. And you're letting him know, I am in faith, and this is my Bible. And I believe what it says, and I can do what it says. So you're serving notice on the enemy. So I pray that you open your Bible. Thank you. Amen. Let's read verses 1 through 10. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says, good help is hard to find. And the Bible says, hallelujah. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard these in a time accepted and in the time of salvation have I succumbed thee. Behold, is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense to anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, and in patience, in affliction, in necessity, in distress, in strife, in imprisonment, in torment, in labor, in watching, in fasting, pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfringed, by the word of God, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Glory to God. By honor and dishonor and good reports as deceivers and yet truth, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we believe, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Hallelujah. And the word of God is true, and the word of God is faithful. Amen. Somebody just say, great is thy faithfulness. Whether the sun is shining, whether the snow is falling, whether the trees are shedding leaves, whatever season that we're in, we're still standing on God's faithfulness. He's faithful to us. He changes not. And as we continue to come boldly to the throne of grace and obtaining mercy and finding grace to help us in our times of need, understanding the principle, how to do what God has called us to do, how to move forward in grace and mercy, mercy and grace and mercy, mercy and grace, moving forward in the things of God. Amen. See, over the years, I have observed that the more powerful that some people become, to be more wicked they turn out to be. But when they are not yet in a position of authority, sometimes people appear to be humble. But once they get that old taste and see of power, they act as if they're God. Sometimes we get into ministry and we get so caught up with learning the word and doing the word and saying I'm saved and I'm blessed of the Lord and highly favored, and we go through this ritual of saved. Oh, you know, I'm all of that in a bag of chips. You know, we get so self-righteous sometimes that we don't want to be bothered with the things of the world. We don't want to connect with others to show them the way when we get high in mind, high-minded that we have already arrived. And then we begin looking down on things and people. And the very things that we don't want to do is what God wants us to do. And the very people that we don't want to bless are the people that God wants us to bless. So we begin to lean to our own understanding and acknowledging ourselves and not God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to just 1 second take a music break, and I will be right back. Amen. Stay with me because God will provide.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? when you come to my rescue a thousand times. Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, he will
provide. Let God make a way out of no way. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And guess what? If you only let him direct our path, then he'll change our story. Our whole story will change when we allow God to direct our path. Hallelujah. But we're talking about the mercy and grace of God. See, that's when the deep call on the deep. When you have been in God and you're humble, you're not exalting yourself, then God's mercy and grace can fall. He's merciful. He is a merciful God. This is what make our daddy very different. Amen. when we ask God for mercy and we ask him for grace and we seek his face and we stay in his presence, guess what? We'll find him. And if you'll turn your Bibles to Psalms 40, verses 1 and 2, we're talking about being humble. Even though you may have been promoted, you may have been exalted among men, you may have all that you ever desired to have. But the Lord is saying today, he wants you to boldly come to him. And he wants you to, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So when you come boldly, you'll attain mercy and grace. So we come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly. We don't come timid. We don't come passive. We come boldly. And then God moved by his spirit. Amen. Let's see what David was talking about in Psalms 40, verses 1 and 2. This is what he said. He said, I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And then he set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Somebody say, won't God do it? Won't God do it? Is there anything too hard for God? No, not one. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that God can't do. But what God is asking us to do is ask for mercy and grace. Because if it had not been for the Lord Jesus on our side, where would we be? If it had not been for the Lord dying on the cross, shedding his blood, parading in the resurrection power of God, sacrificing his life, God would not even hear our cry. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Shaped. Listen, the Bible says that we were born into sin and we were shaped in iniquity. So iniquity is the course of the day. So we have to walk in the spirit, fulfill the lust of the flesh, because we're already shaped in iniquity. But when Jesus came, he set us free. And then I asked you today, why are we still bound? If we're shaped in iniquity and God set us free, but we're still bound by situations and things and circumstances. So God wants our mindset to come up higher. God wants us to know that he will provide, but we have to let him provide. God also wants us to let the devil know that we are overcomers. So we don't spend more time rebuking the enemy than acknowledging God in all of our ways. So we acknowledge God, and we ask God to do what only he can do. But in our asking, we are operating in our season of grace. This is a season that it's a Hebraic New Year, and I want you to hear what God is saying to you. The Hebraic calendar, the beginning of the year is September 28th. Hallelujah. And what the Jews do during this season, they sow the first fruit. Okay? The year, calendar year that we operate in is the Graco year, where the year starts in January. But the Hebraic year starts in September. Amen. The end of September. The beginning of October is a season to sow your seed in the ground. Amen. And it's our time to operate in total forgiveness. It's a time to operate in love. Of course, it's always that time. But this is a time to refresh yourself, to restore yourself, to renew yourself, and to sow your seed. I'm not just saying something. I want you to look it up. I want you to study the Hebraic calendar. This is the calendar that the Jews are faithful to. And it's the calendar of God. Amen, amen. And I'm going to digress right here, but I'm going to go back to the sermon, the teaching, because I want you to understand that as we come boldly to the throne of grace, we obtain mercy. That let us know that there's nothing that we can do to deserve the blessings that we have. Blessings that we have are not our doing. They are the Lord's doing. And so let us be mindful that we're blessed to be a blessing, that we are to bless those that despitefully use us. We are to bless and do good to our enemies, that we are to bless the kingdom of God. And even as I was reading in Psalms 41 and 2, when David was saying, I wait patiently for the Lord, I want to encourage you to wait patiently for God. See, God is so full of mercy, and there is no one who cannot benefit from his mercy. So as we wait patiently in expectation, we expect God to do these things by faith. So whatever you're asking God to do, don't be afraid to cry out. Don't be afraid to ask God to help you. Don't be afraid to confess your faults. The Bible says one to another, but be mindful who you confess your faults to, because you definitely want to confess to those that are on the Lord's side. Those that's not going to judge you. Those that are going to love on you in spite of. So as we walk in mercy, as we're wrapped up in God's grace, just know that the benefit that is that comes upon you, it also is released to your family. So when people, and I'm going to say powerful people, because if you're saved and you're on fire for God and you're not leaning to your own understanding, you acknowledge God in all your ways and you're allowing him to direct your path, you operate in the spirit and not in the flesh, I call you a powerful man or woman of God, a son of God, amen, a daughter of the King. But when powerful people know that no one but God can answer their problems, can give them the solution, that's when you're leaning and depending on God. See, God wants us to call his name. God wants us to totally trust him. God wants his mercy to endure forever in our life. Amen? So every time you call upon him, you can be sure that his grace will speak for you. Oh, yes. You didn't know his grace speak. His grace speaks volume. His grace speaks volume. See, God want to speak to our hearts. God want to cause us to understand that grace will pull us through. Amen. Just know that it's by the grace of God that we're not consumed. How many know that? That if it had not been for his grace, you know, sometimes we seem to forget that it's the Lord's doing, not our doing, but it's the Lord's doing that we're able to Make it through the day. Make it through the night. Understand that it's not our doing. See, God has set us up to be blessed. God has set us up to be healthy, to have a mindset of healthiness. You know, sometimes our mind, our thinking is not healthy. So that's why we got to come boldly to the throne of grace. When we come to the throne of grace, we don't come to sleep. We don't come to complain. We don't come to fuss, but we come to obtain mercy. How many know that when we're in God's presence, that we come to obtain mercy, not just for ourselves, but if you are an intercessor, you come to obtain mercy for others, whether it be their health, their wealth, no matter what it is, that's what we come to the throne of grace for. See, being in his presence changes our story. It changes our mindset. See, when we run to him, that's because we love him. And some, when you are a true intercessor, you know that this is a God-given opportunity. That a lot of things he does for us, he didn't have to do, but he did. So what do? We get in the presence. We make our flesh obey us. Amen? Because God is trying to change our story. And the enemy is trying to keep us where he wants us to be. And so we have to make our flesh obey by doing what God has called us to do. How many know that? That God is trying to grow you up. That God is trying to put each and every one of us into a position to be used by him. That his glory may penetrate the room when we open our mouth. That we're not naysayers. We're not haters. And we're holding ourselves accountable to the things of God. So that, what does that mean? No more excuses. You know, sometimes we have legitimate reasons, and sometimes we just make excuses. But what God is saying, I'm trying to grow you up. I'm trying to where I can get the glory out of your life. He want to change our story. And he want us to walk in mercy and grace. He want our story to be that others will say, there's nobody but God did this thing. And even as I'm speaking, you know, my mother is going through some things. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. God has not changed. God does not lie. God, we have to decree the word of God over every situation. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the doctor says. I choose, hallelujah, to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Every situation that we go through, it's only a test. That we may pass the test and we may operate with a kingdom lifestyle. How do we operate kingdom lifestyle? By believing the word and doing what God called us to do. Be faithful to what you know you should be doing. You know, connect yourself with ministry. Connect yourself with a body of believers. And then be supportive financially, spiritually, mentally. Stay connected so that you are found to be obedient to what God called you to do. God didn't change about being a tither. He didn't change. God want us to tithe not just 10%. See, when Jesus came, we were under the old covenant of tithing the 10%. But now we're under the new covenant. So God is not just, he's not asking for tithes. What he's asking you for is according to your heart, be it unto you. So if he asked you for 10% in the old covenant, can you imagine what he's asking you for under grace, under the new covenant? We should do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think, ask or think. Because the ministry of God has to go on and it has to be supported. Why? Because we have people homeless, we have people ill, in jail, locked up. They're always asking for help. We can pray for them. You know, we can buy them clothes. We can give them food, bills. We can do all that. Sometimes it takes that to get their attention. Salvation is free, but guess what? Ministry costs. It's not free. There's a sacrifice of finance, of time, lifestyle. It's really, you give up your whole life to be a servant for the King. God is trying to change your story. God is trying to bless you to be a blessing to someone else. Speak a word of wisdom to sow into the lives of others so that their story will be changed and they can say that God did it. Don't you want your crown? I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, oh yes, when I get to heaven, I don't want to just make it in. It's all good if that's all you're expecting. But in my story, I want some crowns. I want some crowns, and I want to wear my crown. Amen? In Hebrews 2:7, the Bible talks about, and thou shalt wear a crown. Listen, put on your robe and tell your story, how you made it over. But Hebrews 2:7 talks about you made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them. Listen, you crowned them with glory and honor. Don't you want to wear a crown? You know, I can imagine that people, the saints, going to be in glory and crowns in heaven, going to distinguish the people. I don't see the people being in cliques. I don't see that. But I see that we're going to be identified by our works here on earth. Amen? See, it's not by power. It's not by your works, but it's by his spirit. But your faith don't work without love. And let me make it plain to you. I can believe God, but I got to work out my soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's what the Bible tells us. God is asking for work. It's labor in the vineyard, but the laborers are few. Amen. God's trying to change your story. And I want you to see, after this is over, are you going to put on your robe and tell your story? You know, are you going to be able to put that crown on? Because, see, one day we're going to leave here. And one day, the opportunity to do the labor, the work, it's going to be over. All that you haven't done, is over. Coulda, shoulda. So we have to aggressively embrace kingdom living. We have to aggressively take authority over every area of our life. We have to aggressively give God more time than Facebook. Give God more time than Snapchat, the reel. Give God more time than Instagram. Because if you calculate those hours and you say, I've been on here for 8 hours this week or today, how much of that time did we devote to God? So what God is doing is he's releasing soldiers in the kingdom. And he wants us to come boldly. He wants us to take it by force. He wants us to get the vision and run with it. And God said, I'm going to give you laborers. I'm going to send you more than enough to do the work of ministry. So as you continue to run up the King's Highway, walk with patience. And know that the God that we serve, that he's full of mercy. Don't let no one make you feel condemned of your past. Shake it off and keep it moving. See, God's grace grant us access to the things we don't deserve. There's some things that we feel like we deserve, but his grace give us the key to things we don't deserve. And when we go boldly to the throne, we don't deserve that. But it's by his grace that we're able to get in. And how dare we get in his presence and don't take advantage of that? There are many of us who are what we are only by his grace. If not for his grace, some of us wouldn't even be alive today. If not for his grace, some of us would have no roof over our head. If not for his grace, how would some of us have anyone willing to help us if it wasn't for his grace? See, there's many opportunities we have misused in the past. There's many people that we have taken advantage of and misused on purpose. And yet, we have not even lived to regret this because of God's grace. If not for his mercy, some of us would not recover from circumstances, situations of our past. Can you imagine, can you only imagine a person like Saul? I mean, Saul persecuted the church of God. He became a mighty apostle of the gospel. If I were God, I would not have saved his soul. That's my flesh speaking. But because of who God is, especially when I think about the extent of the damage that he single-handedly caused in the body of Christ. Oh, yeah, he did some major damage. I began to think about that, and I realized that I also at once practiced singing. Amen? The Bible said we were all in sin. And at one point, we didn't realize that it was actually a practice. So we all been practicing sin like him. But because of his grace and mercy, being at work in our lives, he will begin to make his boast. And then we begin to boast of the Lord, his mercy. Stay humble, people of God. Can you imagine Paul saying he had wronged no one? Oh, he said that. Yes, he did. In 2 Corinthians 7:2, he could say this because of the grace and mercy of God had washed away all his past misdeeds, his past sin. So when mercy is at work, every sinner has a future. And when grace is speaking, every saint has no past. I'm going to say that again. When mercy is at work, every sinner has a future. But when grace speaks, every saint has no past. See, God is telling you today that he will have mercy on you, and all you need to do is make up in your mind that all the day of your life that you will continue to reverence him, fear him, and walk in his ways, keep his commandment, do what he have called you to do, stay faithful to the things of the kingdom, make a commitment that you're going to put what God has put in your hand in the right place to do the right thing, that it may speak, and grace and mercy will continue to follow. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit say, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you look beyond my faults and you see my needs. Thank you, Lord, that you see the blood of Jesus when you look at me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we don't practice sin. Why? Because a sinner practices sin. We don't practice sin. Amen. See, the Bible says all have sinned. That's what ED. And fall short of the glory of God. Sin, ED, past tense. We're walking in our future and we're walking in our presence. So we stay away from sin. Why? Because sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from the will of God. Glory, glory, glory. We're not sinners, but we're saved by grace. We're saints with no past. Amen. If you have your communion, get ready. We're going to do communion. Glory, glory. Amen. Get your communion ready. God is faithful. Get the bread that was broken, that we might be made whole. This is not just something we do. This is a true story. Amen. So I'll give you time to get your communion out. And I'm going to play a song, and I want you to allow this song to minister to your spirit. Listen to the words. And if you don't have it, go get it. Play it while you sleep at night. Let it repeat over and over, and watch how the miracle of God going to come in and move. In Jesus' name.
Watches over me. You are for me. Grace loves me. It's not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned, but daily.
I guess my son don't want to play. Glory to God.
God loves me, adores me, watches over me. You are for me. Grace loved me. It's not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned, but daily grace saves me.
Oh,
but for your grace. can belong.
Your body. That
but for your
God to move forward in the things of the kingdom. When we broke, it would be blessed. And it was broken. That of the body of our Lord and Savior.
Not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned, but daily grace saves me. Say, oh, but for your grace, say, oh.
The devil is a liar. I want you all to get this song. It's Grace by Tisha.
But for your grace, I belong. But for your
Hallelujah, everyone. Hallelujah. Operate in the grace of God. Be kind. Just be sweet to people. Be a blessing. Stop complaining. Because when this life is over, and when we leave here, we are going to be accountable for all of the deeds of obedience that we do. Amen. And that's a whole new sermon. We're going to be judged. There's two judgments. The sinners have a judgment, and then the people of God, the saints, judgment of the saints. And the judgment of the saints is going to be because you were obedient for what God told you to do. The sinners are going to be judged by sin. We're going to be judged by our obedience. Amen. God bless everyone. We love you from heaven to earth. We say God bless you, and we want to encourage you to sow into the ministry. Partner with us. You can go to Giveify.com, and you can sow easily like that. There's many ways to sow. But anyway, I don't want to sound redundant, but I do want to let you know that if it had not been for his grace, where what we be. God bless everyone. Let some super be on your natural today. God bless you, and we love you. Next week, we'll be here. Same time, same place. We'll be here Wednesday with our teaching. God bless you, and have a supernatural rest of your day. Because guess what? He's doing it again. God bless you.
We got a brand new one I'm going to share with you tonight. Are you ready? Goes like this.
You make the blind man see. Make the lame man walk again. You call the dead to rise. And that's why we dance in liberty. Cause you're doing it all again. Yeah. Yeah.